Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid. Nugnargang here, letting you know that you can get an Illusionoid t-shirt on tpublic.com. You can even get it as a tank top or a hoodie, your choice. Just go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Part of all shirt sales go to support this podcast. Get your official Illusionoid t-shirt on tpublic.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Welcome, gentle listener, to the season finale of Illusionoid. It's all been leading up to this. Character plot arc lines will climax in a cliffhanger. And also a guest starring role by that celebrity you've been thinking about. What? It's going to be amazing. Don't turn that dial. Tom Selleck, guest stars in the thrilling season finale of My Message to the Past from the Future. In your future, the spectrum will be divided, parsed, split, and distributed for only evil.
3, 2, 1. There.
Wow. Well done, Professor.
Thank you.
That is astounding. The way you inserted the three distinct colors into the glass of milk. And there they were, distinct three primary colors. And then when you added that drop of dish detergent, it made a perfect rainbow.
Perfect. Perfect, isn't it? Every single hue is represented from top to bottom, starting with the violet and ending with the red.
Yes. Gosh. I mean, you know, science was never so clear to me. But now, I think I see what you're getting at.
Exactly. Now we take this to the world. We show everyone what we're capable of, and they'll finally believe us.
Finally. Finally, some respect.
Finally. Some respect. That the world can be split into distinct levels of color. The things we can do.
And it's the perfect metaphor, isn't it, Professor? Distinct colors. And all we need to do is cleanse. Add a droplet of detergent. And harmony at last.
Exactly. Unification.
Ah, gentlemen, I've arrived. Let's see this project you've been working on.
Thank you for making it,
Dr. Brambleberry.
I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. I'm a very old man.
Well, sir, but we know that you have that terminal illness.
I don't have much time left, that's for sure.
Exactly, and then that you've commissioned myself and Roger here to find some way to cure you of your, shall we say, illness.
Yes, I have very horrible things happening inside of me. I'd like at least 10 of them taken away.
At least 10. I think it's doable.
I wouldn't have said that this morning, but now after what Professor Costas has shown me, I think it's entirely possible.
Roger, your optimism is sickening.
Yes, well, that's one of your... I mean, that's one of your sicknesses.
Yes, my constant negativity.
Yes.
My horrible illness of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a blackness is inside of me.
And I think if you'll just have a look at this simple glass of milk...
What a glass of milk!
But don't you see, sir, that if we can just break it down and explain to you...
I know what milk is, you fool!
You... Well, not to impugn your acumen, sir, but...
Not today!
Right in the acumen.
Right in the acumen. Milk is white.
What? Yes, I know!
And white is a combination of all the frequencies of light.
Go on.
So you take every frequency known to man, combine them together, and they become white. What we have done is modify this glass of milk with a simple drop of this, what we call detergent. It splits the spectrum, sir, as we feel it can split your illnesses.
So you're telling me you want me to drink a glass of soapy milk?
Indeed.
All right, here we go. Down the hatch, gentlemen. Could have been colder.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that about warm milk. But really, did milk come out of a mother's teat cold?
Roger, your exact science sickens me.
That's one of your sicknesses.
That's the only one. I hate exact science.
There it is. There it is. This is the effect.
I see it happening.
It's just heartburn. It might have gone down the wrong pipe.
Please, sir, have a seat.
Professor! Professor, it's not happening the way we planned.
It's going completely wrong.
The lights, the colors, the colors of his body spilling out of him. He's in some sort of chromatic aberration. Pure light. Light spewing out from a singularity inside.
Professor Brambleberry.
Yes?
You're still there. Can you hear us?
I'm feeling much better inside of this color.
You're just a spasmic mass of light.
But inside it I feel younger and I feel spry.
He's holding together like a... some kind of coherence.
Some sort of nucleus in the middle.
Everyone must know how good it feels to be many, many colors of light.
Gone.
He's gone.
Through the window.
He's out. Look at him lancing skyward.
Like some sort of insect, only the tendrils are light.
Roger, I have a confession to make.
Professor?
That milk wasn't milk at all.
What?
When you were out of the laboratory last night, I snuck back in here. I took your keys. I made a duplicate, even though it says do not duplicate on it. I made one.
That's the first law of science. Do not duplicate keys. Say do not duplicate.
I know. That's the first violation. I wanted to unburden my soul and confess this to you. I made my way back into the laboratory and I energized the coils, sir.
Professor, energizing the coils would have radiated the milk, the detergent, everything.
Exactly. What I did was, I think, at least inadvertently, created a white hole.
A white hole. Oh, a dense singularity from which light cannot stay.
Exactly. Emanates forever.
Wow.
It's the opposite of a black hole.
I'm on board.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I should not underestimate your intelligence. After all, you're my partner in this. I feel as though I have somehow transgressed the very fundamental laws of science. Morality.
We're in a completely new territory now. White holes up until now were completely theoretical.
Exactly. And when I heard the door, like I was in the when I heard the door, I took the white hole and I went like that, and I grabbed a glass off the side off the counter. It wasn't even washed; it was a dirty one, and I crammed the white hole into the glass. And I told you it was milk. I told you it was milk, Roger. So sorry.
You can't be anything farther from milk.
I know. I mean, I'm so sorry, Roger.
Milk is only meant to nourish and give life, but a white hole. That is not what milk does.
No.
Well, this is weird.
You know, I would not blame you if you wanted to sever your relationship with me on a professional and personal level and say, that's it. I'm done.
No, Alan, no. No. No, not today.
Thank you, Roger.
Another day, perhaps, but today we have to clean up the mess we've made. And that mess was that our superior and friend, Dr. Ronald Bramble.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Barry has drank a black hole with...
A white hole!
A white hole with detergent in it.
Oh my God.
And now that white hole has consumed him and is emanating light through him. And he's turned into some sort of spectral super being.
It's true.
You'll never work in science again after this, Alan.
But today, I understand that.
Today we have to right the wrong you've made. And there's only one way to do that.
You have an idea? You have a plan?
We each must drink a white hole.
Are you serious?
Well, how else are we going to catch up with him?
It's true. He's lanced skyward. Like an insect. Tendrils.
An insect. I don't even... Listen, I'm no entomologist.
No, it's true. You're not. That's not one of the things on your granted long list of expertise.
So I am not 100% sure that any insect has a tendril.
That is true. That is true.
I was going for tendrils. Insects, I don't know.
Proboscis, probably. Wings, of course.
Yes.
Actually,
probably whatever he wants his light to be. He can probably manifest light the way he imagines it.
It's true. He's getting farther and farther away.
Traveling at a speed close to that of light.
Indeed, as Einstein prescribes.
Well,
I'll have to energize the coils.
I'll have to leave the room, I suppose.
No, you can stay. I'd like you to see this.
All right, Alan.
I wonder what he's up to.
Everyone, feel my light. You on the street. You driving a busload of school children.
Ooh, it's so bright!
Ooh. You old lady crossing the street!
Oh, thank you.
Sir, whatever you are!
I am all things. I am light and I am pure.
Now hear me. I am a simple clergyman.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I just want to say, whatever you are.
I am light. I spew only good things forward. I give my light.
Good, okay. Don't hurt us.
I'm not. I'm giving you everything you want.
Okay, then forgive us of our sins.
Oh, sure. Here you go. You'll never sin again. Everyone enjoy my light.
All right, the coils are in place. We're ready to energize.
The coils! They brought me back!
We realize, Brambleberry, that what we have done is wrong. Can you understand me?
Wrong? Everything is wonderful!
No, it's because we imbued you with a white hole!
I'm not a dog! You don't need to speak to me like that!
You
still intelligent.
I still have my capabilities.
Alan, you know, this isn't the right time to say this, but you really are a patronizing person.
Roger, I'm just trying to be clear. I don't want any misunderstandings about what's going on.
Well, you're kind of a dick about it.
All right, I'll have to take that, I guess.
You certainly do.
All right.
But there's no sense in undoing what you've done. For I am granting everyone's wishes. People don't want to be sad anymore. I kill them. They're no longer sad. People don't want to sin anymore. I kill them. They no longer sin. They become one with light.
Professor Brambleberry, if that is your name anymore.
It is Ronald Brambleberry.
Okay. All right, I thought you meant
again, pretty dickish.
Having a tail, sorry.
No, condescending dick.
All right, okay, all right.
Don't make assumptions, Alan.
All right. With this power that you have now, you could remake reality any way you choose.
I never thought of that. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to start with these. Oh, I can't. These coils are unaffected by my light.
We need to contain you, Ronald.
Oh, you would like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, we would.
I finally have all my sickness gone, and I've become a being of light, and you want to take that away and make me old and sick again.
It's not that we want to take that away, Ronald. It's that you don't know how to control this power you have.
Ending life does not produce happiness or good at all.
Don't you see?
It ends suffering.
Your omnipotence has not led to omniscience.
Don't cry over your spilled milk.
It wasn't milk.
What?
It was a white hole.
I drank a white hole?
Exactly. And we want to restore you to the way you were.
What kind of a moron puts a white hole in a glass?
Now, okay, hang on. Don't lash out.
Well, now I feel a fool. You convinced me to drink a white hole. Tell me it's milk. What are you going to do next? Loosen the top of the sugar? When I pour it in my coffee, does the sugar go everywhere?
You still have coffee? You still drink coffee?
Well, who doesn't? Good Lord, what a dick.
Look, that's three times now.
Yes. You're three times a dick?
Once, twice, three times a dick.
Great, great Lionel Richie song.
Indeed. I can see that this transformation has not and will not solve any of the triggers we bring out of one another based on our core values and beliefs.
Roger, your summation sickens me.
Obviously, you're insane with power, Brambleberry. Roger, I'm energizing the coils. We're taking this to battle world.
I'm into the coils! I'm being sucked into the coils!
Why, on battle world, I'm not light at all!
You're not! You've been made flesh!
And you've been made steel?
Yes!
And Roger's been made... Oh, he's just Roger.
I didn't want to come to battle world.
Roger, you're 99% lactose.
Okay.
Oh! He's a milkman!
He's a milkman.
Well, then take this. I soak you up with my handkerchief, Roger. And I throw you in the face of steel.
Oh! I'm rusting!
That's right. Milk rusts steel. Everyone knows that. I may be old, but I'm still spry. I trip you with my cane. Battleworld belongs to Karstu.
What? Who am I?
Battleworld belongs to Brambleberry.
Wait, now, while he's confused as to his identity on Battleworld, throw me at him.
All right.
Roger, remember, I was always your friend.
Thank you.
Oh, Roger, your sourness in my eyes.
I'm sickens
me.
Lick it up. Lick it. That's right. Throw up the singularity.
Oh, one of my men.
Throw up the white hole!
Now we must contain it! Quick, into the glass! Back to whence we came!
Oh, it's gone, and all of my sicknesses are back.
I'm flesh and bone again.
And I'm, yes, you're no longer lactose, although you'd still have a little sour.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
Your sour milk smell sickens me, Roger.
As will everything from now on, Ronald.
We've learned here a lesson.
Yeah, you sure have. Your project is a failure. Good day, gentlemen.
What a dick.
Yes, indeed. Total dick.
Totally dick.
Chromatic Aberration, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Roger, a person on the street, a person on a building, and a simple clergyman. Lee Smart as Professor Alan Carstairs, the bus driver, and an old woman crossing the street. And Nug Nargang as Dr. Ronald Brambleberry. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.